Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour, got a huge news blitz coming up. Obama has signed the sweeping financial overhaul bill into law, giving the Federal Reserve even more power over the complete economy. They create the crisis, offer the solution. False flag cyber attack to take down the internet. I want to get into this, our top story today, and a lot of other key information that's coming up. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Frank in Wisconsin, you're on the air, Frank.
Yeah, hey, Alex, appreciate you taking my call. Listen to you all the time, and we're up here in what they call God's country, and there's so much I'd love to talk to you about, and but I just really want to tell you the great job you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all of you getting the word out about what's really happening in this world. There's an unprecedented awakening taking place.
I'm trying. I go out and I put up flyers on bulletin boards telling people, you know, they need to listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars and wake up to what's really going on here in our world. And sometimes as fast as I put them up, though, they're taken down. And it's like, you know, are these people, you know, what's wrong with, you know, society? They need really to wake up here.
Well, they don't want to be reminded about the bad things that are happening. They think if they just procrastinate and ignore it, everything's going to be all right, but it doesn't take a majority to fix society. It takes a highly motivated, focused, tireless minority, and our minority is much bigger per capita than what it was in the 1770s. So we're going to win this if we just persevere by the sheer force of numbers and the fact that we have right on our side.
That's, hey, I'm hoping. I'm praying all the time. Like, this is, we're here in God's country. I used to live in Florida, and one of the reasons I moved up here, I thought it was a, you know, a safe place to have my family. It's clean. It's, we have the world's largest concentration of fresh water here. But, you know, they're everywhere. Just, wasn't that long ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me the, FBI was going into some of the tattoo parlors and wanting names of people that are getting certain types of tattoos.
Oh, no, we've got the flyers they give them at gun shops, tattoo parlors, everywhere. If somebody's missing a finger, which a lot of farmers are, if somebody's got burns on their hands, which most farmers do that I've known, then they must be terrorists. This entire anti-terror apparatus is for we the people. I really do appreciate your call. And I saw a story last Friday. It was in my stack. Will you guys reprint it? It dealt with federal government creating fund to buy more land. And just the other night, I saw Louis Gohmert on C-SPAN back there in the kitchen, in the coffee room here at the office. And he had a map up of western states, over 90% of Nevada, federal, over 80% of Utah, federal. Many of those states are over 70%, some even higher. And he was showing just little bitty slivers that are not federal, and then most of that is state. And so the feds now have passed a new tax and a new multi-billion-dollar-a-year fund to go force people to sell their property to them. And if you fly in an airplane, you see how much land there is. Humans have this hallucination, this false perception, what do they call those pictures you hang on the wall, pictures where it's got a hidden image that you can't see? Yeah, those magic eye pictures, or it's a visual illusion. Where we all live in cities, 90% of us and growing, it's almost above 90%. And so we see the cars, the people, the lines, and we think, oh my gosh, there's too many people. But I mean, you just drive in any direction outside your town or city, and you'll see most of the farms aren't even being tilled. The federal government pays the farmers not to grow food. Meanwhile, I was looking at some statistics the other night. In fact, pull that up, too. I want to double-check those. Africa, just 30 years ago, was almost 800 million, and now it's 500 million. They've gotten rid of a couple hundred million of the Africans. I mean, the population reduction's going on, ladies and gentlemen. The Arabs, the Muslims, won't let the globalists in to abort and poison their food. A lot of the Asians won't. Latin America won't, so their numbers are up. But the globalists run Africa, the colonial powers, and they're murdering those people. And some folks will say, well, there are too many people.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
The Clear Act of another federal land grab. U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert addressed Congress to report the Natural Resource Committee's passage of H.R. 3534. The Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act, or CLEAR Act, of 2009. Congressman Gohmert said the bill was to deal with the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, but it contains plans for the federal government to acquire land and was introduced in 2009. Louie Gohmert said the bill contains plans for the federal government to acquire land. See Gohmert's remarks here. So this is a Cassandra Anderson, a great Infowars.com writer's report, and then she has a link to the video that was up actually today. This is up today on Infowars.com. So I'd seen this. I'd seen him talking about this a few days ago, but here it is today. I tell you, our great writers are on top of it. We've got a story dealing with this, and it is to buy more land, and it's got video of Gohmert showing the federal maps, and then what isn't federal, most of it's state. Of course, the biggest state in the country that has the most private land is Texas, and they're trying to change that here. Most of the land is private or state, not federal. And if it's federal, it means it's corporate. We've been taken over by these interests. Okay, let's go quickly now through your calls because I got to just – I'm looking at all these stacks of incredibly important news coming up and some eugenics news I want to go over. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in California. You're on the air.
Hey, I was going to call you about something else that's a pressing story of the day, it seems like, in the mainstream media. But I was diverted a little bit by your comments and by the maybe one or two callers ago. You know, Alex, it is okay to question you. It's okay to give you critique, is it not?
Well, yeah, we didn't screen your call. You're on air, Jeremy.
Right, I understand that. But, you know, kind of around 10 minutes to the hour, you made it sound like you're doing the Lord's work and that you're almost like, you know, what you mock occasionally of being of the Lord. And it was just, you know, it's okay. You make mistakes, Alex.
Yeah, but Jeremy, it's not okay, a popular lie, to say that we have fake phone calls and screen phone calls. I mean, that was my little example there, and maybe you missed the whole point of what I was saying. I'm not the one raising your taxes. I'm not the one putting poison in your food and water. I'm not the one trying to launch a war against Iran. I'm here trying to get people to realize our country has been taken over by offshore corporations. And so my point was, so much of people's time, and I'm not saying that some criticism isn't warranted. Nobody's perfect. I make mistakes all the time and own up to them. I try to be a good person. I try to be accurate. My issue is we have bigger fish to fry than just talking about Alex Jones all day and talking about doing the Lord's work. I am a Christian. I do believe we have a spirit. And I do believe standing up against abortion and wars and torture and secret arrest is the Lord's work. And when I make fun of some preacher saying it's the Lord's work, like some of them have said, to kill Palestinian babies, that's who I'm making fun of. So, you know, I didn't say I was doing the Lord's work. I think this work is important. And I guess you could call the work of standing up against evil the Lord's work. And I did talk about being able to judge between good and evil being essential. I mean, do you have any other news or anything you want to discuss, Jeremy?
Yes. And you know what, Alex? Thank you for, one, letting me engage you on that, and two, keeping me on to talk about what I originally called about it.
Well, you don't have to thank me, sir. I want your phone calls.
Right, I know. But, you know, a lot of people, when you call, you know, and disagree, man, there's people out there that just freak out. I mean, I've heard clips of Glenn Beck just go off. But anyways.
Well, look, I've gone off on people. Last night I got angry because I was reading some comments on PrisonPlanet.com on Steve Watson's article about our search terms being deleted out of the top number one slot, the last four of them. And I know how the search term system works. I went and read it on Google Trends years ago. I reread it a few nights ago. And you're not the number one trend, and then it says unsearchable does not exist. Okay, trends move up and down. But the term Obama deception was erased. The term Obama censor was erased. The term, separately, the term top secret America was number nine. And I noticed that my term Monday, and the term Monday was Google spies. I noticed that it disappeared from number one and that top secret America disappeared from number nine completely. So my issue is Google is gaming and manipulating the most popular search terms. We have demonstrated it, and people are like, oh, no, your term can just move up and down. Well, that's not what I said. It didn't move from number one to number 200. It moved from number one to zero. Does not exist. Look, I was sent emails yesterday, and it frustrates me for their own ignorance. I can't believe how willfully dumb they are, saying that we took down the Obama deception, or saying it was never even down. It said removed by user. The user, the director account, did not take it down. It was already number one. Why would we take it down if it was number one? And then, A, anybody who has a YouTube account knows you cannot remove your own video and then put it back up. That's a 100% rule. This is the second time we've only ever seen it. So I get frustrated at people's criticism of me because 95% of the time, it's unfounded baloney. You know, I get sick of people telling me that I work for the Vatican when I'm not a Catholic and my family was on the Mayflower and my family, the Ayers family, helped raise Colonel Travis's son and helped found Texas. Okay, I don't bash Catholics, but I'm as Protestant as they get. It doesn't get any more purebred pilgrim than me. Okay? I'm a pilgrim, baby, on both sides of my family. It doesn't get any more pure. It's frustrating to be told I work for Israel and I'm an Israeli citizen when I have no connections to Israel and my wife doesn't. Okay? I'm tired of the fact that we're going to hell in a handbasket and cancer rates are exploding and sterility is exploding and we know the flu shot was killing people and we know Gardasil is killing people. And folks like some mindless, simple thing they can repeat like parrots over and over again. That's what I'm frustrated at. So I'm frustrated because we don't have much time, sir. We don't have much time. And what was your point, Jeremy? What was your point? Because I'm not going to be able to get to the other calls. I got this news. I got to get to this.
Thank you. And one quick little footnote to what you just said about Google. Don't forget, man, they park their jets on NASA's facility, so we know who they're working for.
Oh, no, I'm lying. Google's not involved with the CIA and the government. Look, I said this 5 years ago, and now it's mainstream news. I know what I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I'm trying. Yes, I know exactly. But people are saying Google isn't involved in spying. They're not censoring people. Bull. And then people tell me, well, don't be on Google. Google is the Internet now. They're trying to take the whole web over. I'm on the main battlefield.
But, Alex, I wanted to get your opinion and comments. If you could tell us what you know about Andrew Breitbart. I think that there is, just like you did with the Machete thing earlier, there's an ongoing racial divide and conquer thing going on here, and I believe that Andrew Breitbart, this guy Malik Shabazz that Fox News has put out, I believe he's a paid contributor of theirs because he's not anywhere else on cable news. I think that there's definitely an organized effort here, and if you know anything about Breitbart, it's time to expose this creep for who he is.
Okay, what I know about Breitbart is that he has a big news website and that he's done work with Matt Drudge before. And all I can do is say Matt Drudge is exposing world government and the New World Order. And Breitbart did expose the Black Panther saying kill the crackers. Now they're saying that the tape was edited, and my guys have watched it this morning. I haven't had time to watch it. In fact, who was that? Matt Ryan called me this morning or IM me and told me that that lady went on to say that she decided not to discriminate against him because he was white. She decided to be better than that, and that the farmer's wife went on TV, and I did read about this on MSNBC, and said that, no, that lady helped him. So obviously the Republicans, going back to Willie Horton, use race, and obviously Mecha and LaRaza use race. And obviously the NAACP uses race because we're tribal creatures and it's very powerful. But, you know, I think it's self-destructive that I even have spent time attacking Glenn Beck. I mean, at least Glenn Beck's talking about the world government. I mean, they're bigger fish to fry than Breitbart and Glenn Beck and all of these people. I mean, look, Obama signed sweeping financial overhaul into law. This is the Federal Reserve completely taking over society. It's almost like even responding to racism feeds into it. I was thinking about this driving in to work this morning, and I was going to talk about it at the bottom of the hour. I think I'll just do it at the bottom of the hour. But I had this epiphany about race and about how all this works, and I'm going to write a note. In fact, remind me, guys, to cover that when we come to the bottom of the hour. Let's talk to Walt in Pennsylvania. Walt, you're on the air.
Hey. God bless you, brother. I'm not going to say thank you because I know it makes you angry, but you got some big cojones.
It doesn't make me angry. It makes me feel weird.
Well, you know what, though? You know what? You're a true American. You have the courage and the guts to stand up and say what's right and not worry about what everybody thinks about. And I love you for that, man.
Well, I love you too, brother. What's on your mind, Walt?
Well, hey, I'm calling about this Corexit 9500 deal with the EPA and going on in the Gulf.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We got to go to break. I went to you too close to the break. We'll come back to Walt in Pennsylvania and jam in some others. But just finishing up on Corexit. Corexit was used for the Exxon Valdez. The average life expectancy for Exxon Valdez workers, according to the Federal Health Department studies, is 51 years of age. Most of them are dead. And, I mean, if it dissolves oil and the body is collagen oil-based, this is not good for your tissues. It's akin to Agent Orange, basically. And they now say they've used 40-plus million gallons of it in the Gulf.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big news blitz coming up, and we got guests dealing with this engineered depression coming up in the third hour. Walt, you were getting into the dispersant chemicals, and now they admit 40 plus million gallons used in the Gulf, far worse than the crude oil itself. Go ahead.
Correct. Yes, seriously, we got the EPA with the Environmental Protection Agency.
I have a clip of Obama saying there's no health problems in the Gulf. He said it again last week. Everything's fine.
You notice you didn't see Michelle Obama standing in the water when she was down there last week, did you? She was standing on the beach, not in the water.
Well, they admit that core exit is eating the boats.
Exactly. Especially the ones that are made out of fiberglass. It's eating right through them. It's eating right through them. But the thing is, you know, none of the main media is even covering this, but the whole idea of Corexit 9500 is to hide the oil. It's to push it down into the ocean so that nobody can see it.
And so it can't be cleaned up. No, they should. Exactly. It's diabolical what they're doing, and they're using their own money to buy the core exit from one of their own subsidiaries. So they're basically making money on the cleanup.
Exactly. Nelco, which, by the way, I can't remember this guy's name. I think it's Finkstein or something like that. But he is also big buddies with Geithner and Summers. You know, I mean, this is all a scam. We're being poisoned, and people are I don't know what's.
Well, somebody ought to tell those workers there's no amount of money worth dying, and to be down there cleaning up the oil that's coming in mixed with this core exit is insane, and they should stop using it, and they should give them respirators. But what's been happening for 2 months? They won't let them wear respirators because then they'd have to admit that it's toxic fumes. So just like on 9/11, they told the firefighters and people, don't wear masks, you don't need it. So out of sight, out of mind, they just wave a magic wand and say, asbestos is good for you, pulverized glass and concrete, and mercury's good, and these deadly dispersants, it's not the only one being used, that's good for you. And there's no problem, and Obama has said repeatedly, there's no health problems, and everything's good. I appreciate your call, Walt. On the other end of that, I've seen maps that people have been sending me in the last month that show the United States with a black line drawn from northern Mexico all the way up to Maine, and it's saying, you better evacuate. And when the hurricanes come, the oil probably will get blown into shore, and there may need to be some evacuations a few miles in. I can't see the oil going further than that. There will be some fumes, but just to draw an arbitrary line when weather systems are going to take that stuff all over the place, and it's going to disperse it, and Lord knows it's not going to be good for anybody. But there's already so much poison in the food and water and everything else. They already, you know, test all these nuclear weapons. They already use DU that circles the globe and the jet stream. I mean, that's why all these fake environmentalists, they say, cut all of our carbon output but move it to China with no controls. Well, then that increases the carbon, if carbon dioxide is so deadly. But they know it's not. They use that as a red herring to not worry about real environmental issues. That's coming up in the next segment. But let's jam in another call here. Robert in Montana, you got about 2 minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, first of all, I know you don't like to be thanked that much, but I just have to say thanks for you to help shave my sheep's wool with your clippers of truth. I call it tools.
Well, I appreciate it. It's not that I don't like being thanked. It's just everybody does it, and then the whole show turns into that.
Yeah, well, okay, well, quickly, I have a militia demonization alert for you. You know, I don't watch TV a whole lot anymore, but I do watch the show Leverage on TNT. I've been watching. And I noticed the commercial for next Sunday's episode is all about militias. And, you know, I haven't seen the episode yet, but the commercial really makes it look like the militias are some hillbillies, you know, like, and they're really violent people and stuff like that. And, you know,
they had a militia movie where it was basically a talk show host who acted just like me, who was the bad guy and who was a terrorist. And that's just all over the culture. Yes, they're telling you homeschooling bad, owning guns bad, being a patriot bad, being in a militia bad. I mean, it's admittedly paid for by the government.
Yeah. And one other quick thing, Alex, I just want to let people know that I'm a free screening of I haven't decided which movie yet. I bought one of those inflatable theater screens, and I have about 10 acres of land out of town, and I'm going to do a free drive-in movie night.
Awesome.
I just wanted to know which movie would you recommend to maybe show first to really get people's attention to come back and watch some of the other ones?
Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame. Those are probably the films I would show for a first-time person. and put a website up, do it over and over again. You'll get bigger and bigger crowds. That's another great idea you just came up with here on air. God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
You got it.
Thank you, coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, I'm going to go over a bunch of important news. First, I want to get into eugenics. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a great Made in American clothing company. All made right here in the U.S. of A. The raw fabric, the manufacturing, everything. It's gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com. Shorts, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans. They basically fit and look like Levi's, but last a lot longer and a lot better made right here in America. Levi's are now made in Mexico. Gussetclothing.com, extremely comfortable, made in America. These jeans are designed to last. They're just awesome. And put your money where your mouth is. Support Made in America. They're made in Georgia and Tennessee. GussetClothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. 888-8-GUSSET. Check them out today. And expanding on that, we all need to be self-sufficient and not dependent on the system. and you need insurance, you can eat, store safely for 10-plus years. Only the best ingredients. This is the real deal. 30 years plus in business. They're patriots and have supported this movement for years. It's eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And with all the craziness going on, ladies and gentlemen, you need to have firearms and storable food, and you need to filter your water and stop eating GMO. eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call and get a free brochure or ask questions. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training. The website is very simple and very easy to remember, like the front of your rifle. Frontsight.com, one word, frontsight.com. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will offer you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's outside Pahrump, Nevada. You got great places to stay there as well. Frontsight.com. It's one thing to own guns. It's another thing to know how to use them. Frontsight.com. And lastly, and very briefly, you know the system doesn't want you to see the Obama deception fall the Republic. That's why we've got them as low as $4 a piece right now at InfoWars.com. You can get 10 copies for $4 a piece for $3.98 is what it comes to, or 4 copies for $19.95 and the small profit. So we put citizen rule books in with it, so there's not very much profit. Funds this whole operation. I want to thank all of you for your support. But get the film, make copies, get it out to everyone. The Obama Deception, of course, our latest documentary, also censored, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA and Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, all available at InfoWars.com. I want to get into eugenics briefly here because in the last year, I've been told by so many people to read the book, The Road. I didn't know it was a Pulitzer Prize winning book. I didn't know that he'd written No Country for Old Men and All the Beautiful Horses and so many other powerful novels that I've seen turned into films. But No Country for Old Men is nothing compared to The Road. I've really thought about it. It's probably the most powerful film I've ever seen because it only tells us things we already know. But it does it in just a stunning way. And I bought the novel. I'm going to read it by the time coming up this weekend. And no, they're not advertising here. I'm just saying The Road with Viggo Mortensen, Robert Duvall, and others is well, not even Fear of the New World Order really gives me nightmares. I have disquieting dreams, but this has given me good nightmares, nightmares I need to have. Very disquieting, but I shot a special video yesterday that's going to go up at about 3 p.m. Central today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It will have The Road in the title. I haven't figured out the title yet. They're completing editing it and adding video clips and documents to it. But I think it'll explain why I've been talking about The Road. But this morning I thought to myself, I better do some research on The Road. And because it does have one thing in it that's a problem, but still this is powerful art. And so I'm talking about it. There's been a sudden disastrous event. And in the trailer for the film, much of what's in the trailer is not even in the film. It shows, you know, newscasts saying the end of civilization, everything's collapsing, sudden temperature increase, collapse of the atmosphere. In fact, will you guys search that term that we I mentioned it last week, but it was a NASA report about massive collapse of the atmosphere. And then when the sun cooled off in the last decade and stopped having sunspots, which are just visual evidence of Coriolis sun flares, solar flares, that the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, collapsed to the greatest extent it's ever collapsed in the 100 years they've been studying it. And so basically this film deals with a partial collapse of the atmosphere. And in the video I shot yesterday, I hadn't read the novel yet. I talked about roasting children on spits. That is not in the film, but it turns out that's in the novel. I was reading reviews of it online, but it does deal with cannibalism and the worst and best in humanity, love versus hate. But I learned that globalist George Monbiot has been promoting the film as a way to scare people into giving into global carbon taxes and regulations. He actually promoted the novel when it won the Pulitzer Prize in 2007 and then was made into a film in the 2 years after that and was released last October. And the film is very multifaceted. It turns out the writer, Cormac McCarthy, and of course something this powerful would have a connection to that, and I learned this after shooting the video, turns out this guy has had Annenberg funding, Rockefeller Foundation funding, but they fund thousands of novelists, and that's how they control culture. Because they understand that's a way to steer society. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, and so before I judge the author, I'm going to try to get in contact with him. And it turns out he's involved with this Science Fusion Center in New Mexico. And when I talked about the film having so many archetypal, multi-layered messages, then I, doing research for several hours this morning, I discovered that's exactly what this guy's into. So that's why the film freaked me out so badly, is because it's everything I've already foreseen, and the system is implanting. In fact, my instincts were right last week when I'd first seen it. I was on ManCow, and he asked me if I'd seen The Road. He said that it had disturbed him, and I said, yes, I believe they're planting these messages in the population, preparing us for mass die-off and mass death. And so this is really an addendum I'm doing live right now to the 10-minute video that we're going to be posting about The Road today. And I admire the art. I admire the understanding. I admire the beauty that is magnified by all of the ugliness. The ugliness is not beautiful. The beauty of the love, the family, the pro-Second Amendment message in it is very, very strong. The self-sufficiency message is very, very strong. And I associate these two quotes with the film. Adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters, Victor Hugo. Courage and perseverance have a magical talisman before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish into air, John Quincy Adams. And we have these ancestral instinctive memories of asteroids hitting the Earth and supervolcanoes going off. And now NASA admits that they were wrong previously. Shoemaker Levy, the comet decades ago that broke into many pieces and hit Saturn, blowing holes in the planet, and the gas giant bigger than the Earth, studying with radioactive dating the different isotopes. They know that many of the giant crater sites that are pockmarking the surface of the planet and the ocean floor happen more often than 10, 20, 30 million years, like scientists had previously thought. Look at the surface of the moon. The face of the man on the moon is giant mega, meteor craters. So we know that mass catastrophe and collapse is happening every few hundred thousand years, and that's conservative. The science points towards every 50,000 years, maybe every 10,000. And so as a species, we instinctively know that disaster is always right around the corner, and that life is transient, and that this earth is always changing. The only constant is change. And that the earth is being struck by giant meteorites. There are supervolcanoes, huge fault lines being changed, tectonic forces. We know that war comes and kills millions of people, sometimes hundreds of million. We know that famine and starvation and disease, and that peaceful times, times of milk and honey, are very, very rare in the human experience. And so that's why this film resonates. And I wrote some notes, that speak to deep human truths here. There are other forms of social death. If you see an 18-wheeler carrying a bunch of cannibals in a collapsed society like Rwanda coming over the hill to hack you up with machetes and eat you, you know that threat. That's 100%. That's not creeping death. That's a full frontal assault. When you see a dam break and 100 feet of fast-moving water coming towards you, you know that's a threat. But the globalists are scientific in their system of control, and they admit that they are bringing in a form of creeping, soft kill, slow death, where they genetically modify the food to sterilize you and add chemicals to the cleaning products and to the foods, and silicone to many of the fast foods and prepared foods and processed foods, and that the sperm counts drop by over 80%, and then infertility is exploding, and cancers are up several thousand percentiles on every major front, and that this is designed. I mean, I have the globalist textbooks. We've shown you many of them here, like Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar. So I wanted to speak directly to the people that are bathing our culture in films like Eli and The Road and others, all these constant 2012 movies, meteor movies, viral release movies like I Am Legend, which is a remake of The Omega Man and The Last Man on Earth and others with Vincent Price. This is being done to introduce this idea so that we will accept it when it happens. And we've had our federal government since the 40s building the biggest underground complexes in the world. They admit they're the biggest, but they're secret, with decades of food supplies and nuclear power plants underground and Adam and Eve repopulation centers and huge seed banks all over the world funded by the Rockefellers and the UN and Rothschilds on record. I mean, this is mainstream news. And they say, oh, in case there's a total collapse. Well, I mean, I want to give you the big secret here, the biggest secret. They are planning a Moonraker scenario. The man that wrote Moonraker was, of course, a member of OSS and then MI6. He was a spy chief, Mr. Fleming. And in Moonraker, you have a globalist who is the richest man in the world, a robber baron, and he releases a biological weapon or attempts to kill everyone on Earth. And he and his elite, the eugenics elite, the genetic elite, are going to stay off world for 2 years because the bioweapon is meant to run its course and then retrograde and break down into something harmless. And then they're going to come back and repeople the Earth. This goes back to Plato and his republic, saying we need to round up all the poor, kill them, and then only breed with the elite because we're smarter and better, and we're going to control the future, and humanity's crushing the breast of Mother Earth. This is the ultimate jealousy, the ultimate form of cannibalism. This is the ultimate form of controlling technology and hoarding information, the ultimate form of selfishness. And I want to say to the Rockefeller Foundation and to others that you are psychopaths and you are control freaks, and all of your history shows that, and you funded all the major wars the last 90-plus years since World War I, and you've done all of this on record to bring in your world government, and you hand out nuclear weapons to North Korea and to Pakistan. Our own government's done that. And you know that you're releasing salmon that have just been approved, that in major university studies cause a total extinction within 40 generations of the natural salmon. And these salmon themselves are a chimera cross species. You're on a power trip. You believe you control reality. You believe that you're going to destroy the Earth so that we are all forced to die. You are committing us to this. You're going to go into your underground bunkers and then reemerge, you believe, and then eradicate all the GMO and replant. I mean, they actually state this. They have all these shows on Discovery Channel, you know, the world after man, romanticizing how great it's going to be. I mean, you see it. And how we shouldn't have even one child now, and how there should be taxes on having children, and how humans are evil. We see this everywhere. And so if you're really concerned about the environment, if you're really concerned about what's happening in our world, many of you mainline, lower-level environmentalists are good people. And I notice a lot of the old environmentalists that helped grab land from people here in Austin with the SOS, they're now not part of it. They've woken up, and they're fighting fluoridation of water, GMO food, things like that. I mean, that's the big issue that's hurting this planet. All the new viruses and genetically modified mosquitoes they're releasing. Now, that was in BBC 2 days ago. And all of this is the real threat. And fission fusion weapons and neutron weapons and antimatter weapons that the Air Force admits they've developed, but it's highly classified. They just admit they developed it. And the Hadron Superconducting Supercollider, you know, their own scientists admit it could cause a strangulant, a singularity, a black hole. And they wouldn't know. The particle would sink to the center of the Earth and then start replicating, start sucking in energy. And then by the time they even felt the earthquake happen, 1 second later, we'll all be dead. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the point is you've got thousands of these experiments going on pell-mell as the globalists rush for advanced technologies to extend life. They believe eternal. I'm not saying that's real. I'm saying they think they're going to get it. This is all they talk about. It's a power trip of how their gods and everybody else are a bunch of dumb people. And they are organizing a global collapse that'll make our world look like Leningrad, where the people survive for several years on cannibalism. I mean, this is what they want to set up. This is what they want to push. And so the film is profound. And I don't know if that was the goal of this film, because it has a lot of other good messages in it. And I'm telling you, this is something profound that people need to see. It is a masterwork of masterwork. And I got a video coming out in a couple hours where I break it all down in more detail at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
There's the headline on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers from NASA.gov. A puzzling collapse of Earth's upper atmosphere, a record collapse in 2008-2009, and NASA says that the sun put off a lot less radiation for the years before that, and that's what caused it. So it's not going to be carbon dioxide that plants breathe that makes the atmosphere collapse like the road says. Paying taxes to Al Gore so you can have bigger palaces isn't going to do that. And again, that's my message to the establishment fake environmentalists who are just eugenicists, and then their kind of outer acolytes in the church of dehumanization, is that what the elite, what the controllers are doing is endangering the earth with their megadeth weapons, with their genetic engineering, with their open air planting and release of genetically modified organisms, goats that are part spider, fish that are part roach, corn that is part roach, grasshopper, tomatoes that are part roach. Roach is one of their favorites because they've got the genome for it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And please don't laugh at me. Just search the term spider goats or salmon genes in corn, insect genes in salmon. I mean, they know what they're doing. They talk about themselves like they're gods and how they're rewriting everything and how the third world populations don't deserve to live. And then you research, they're targeting Western populations even more, saying don't have kids, it's bad. And you look at Mexico City with 30 million people, most of them living in cardboard boxes. Every day they have snow that is human feces. They call it, I'm not going to use the slang term for it. I'm not kidding. You know, storms of brown human waste raining down. And then they say, well, we got to reduce population. But if they industrialized them, if they educated them, that would happen. But instead, the globalists in the Royal Commission on Population in 49, they have a new one out this year, say we're not going to allow these countries to industrialize because that'll make them a rival to us. We're going to let their population be a bomb. And by the way, it's a perception issue. 90% of the Western world and other industrialized countries live in cities. You can fly in an airplane for hours and not see any human civilization. The way we're concentrated is bad for us in this toxic environment. But outside of that, it's not as toxic. And the globalists could care less about it. And here you have all the mainline, quote, liberals, like Margaret Sanger, who got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler, being pushed as good and loving. And they play all these race issues to bring down Western countries so they can control them. But meanwhile, they want the people in Mexico dead. See, I'm supposedly the racist because I don't want the Mexicans dead. I want to wake them up like everybody else and have them have a free, vibrant, uplifted society. I know that if they're not doing well, I'm not going to do well. I care about humans. I have empathy. I have that fire burning in my heart for the destiny of humanity. But the globalists are just cold-bloodedly poisoning everybody, testing their soft-kill weapons, and targeting Western populations that have a 1.3 replacement rate. For every two adults, a replacement rate of 1.3. The West is dying. It's the death of the West. And the globalists are destroying the environment by design, rewriting it, saying there is no such thing as a mutation. I had an IBM person tell me this. They said there's no such thing as a mutation because humans are natural. So anything we do, even if we do it with technology, is evolution. And so it's evolutionary that we're going to rewrite everything and destroy what the natural world was. I'm a real conservationist. I'm a real environmentalist. I realize what the real threats are. And these people tell me, no, it's what you exhale. It's what plants breathe. It's carbon dioxide. That's what we're going to tax. We're not going to stop the GMO. We're not going to stop the chimera cross species. We're not going to stop the fission fusion, neutron bombs, and super hydrogen weapons. We're not going to stop the X-ray lasers. We're not going to stop the bioweapons. We're not going to stop any of that. We're going to sit up here and tell you that all of humanity is going to die if you don't give us a global government to reduce your numbers, when the aim of the global government is mass extermination. So it's really a riddle in all these films when they show you mass extinction, because that is the aim of the environmental movement. They're not trying to stop that. That's their aim. That's their stated aim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.